Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. It is Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark, and I'm going to be your host this morning, along with my co-host for the first hour, Mayor Bear Browning from the city of Anderson.
Good morning.
It's 75 degrees already in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 111 and a low of 77 on Friday, a high of 109, and on Friday night, a low of 73. Saturday, 99. Saturday night, 70. And Sunday, 92. Sunday night, 57. And Monday, 94. That's a break, finally. But over the weekend and for the next few days, we're looking for an excessive heat warning. Up and down the state, use of electricity, they're asking everybody to curb. We're at just major high fire danger, totally and completely in the state of California, asking everybody to be really, really careful out there and not do anything stupid at all. We ran in again with a chain dragging off behind a truck over the weekend, and they just go down the road and start little spot fires, and all of a sudden you have a major burner. So everybody, please take care. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Great Anderson business. Give them a call, 365-3793. I think we have on the line some people from KIXE. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How you doing? This is Dave Kosh, your general manager at KIXE-TV right here in Reading.
Glad to speak with you this morning. So what do we got going on, Dave?
You know, it's always a pleasure to come on to KCNR and share with your listeners some of the wonderful things happening. And we have several. And good morning to you, Mayor Browning, because one of the events that I'm going to talk about happens in Anderson, California.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. But I want to start off, first of all, with a wonderful concert event. It's a week from tomorrow. It is at Wind River Resort on Friday the 16th. It is world-renowned Mediterranean guitarist virtuoso Pablo. He's absolutely amazing. He plays all over the world. He's a good friend of PBS, and he will be here in concert starting at 8 o'clock. The show starts at 8. The gates open at 6, and there's a meet-and-greet starting at 6:30 if you buy the meet-and-greet package. And if you've never seen the Pablo concert, please take your significant other for a wonderful night of just beautiful, beautiful guitar music.
Fantastic. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And also, in Anderson, California, September 24th, it's the third annual Mr. Rogers Fun Walk and Day of Kindness. And it happens at the Anderson River Park. It's a family-oriented event. It's free to the public, and it's full of exhibitors, arts, crafts, food trucks, and a whole lot more. And we really want to give special thanks to our main event sponsor this year, Cornerstone Community Bank, who, as many of your listeners know, opened a beautiful new branch in Anderson recently.
Yes, which we love.
Yes, and we also want to thank First Five, JFJ, PG&E, and Healthy Shasta for this wonderful event, as well as our honorary Mr. Rogers for the third year, Mr. Mike Mangus.
Oh, absolutely great. That's great. You know, who doesn't love Mr. Rogers? I mean, that whole...
The whole point of that event is it's based on eating healthy snacks, a fun walk, and just being kind to one another. Don't we need enough of that these days?
But we surely do. We surely need a reminder on a daily basis to just take a deep breath, step back, and accept each other.
Absolutely. And then moving along, as many of our members and viewers know, every year we have a wonderful KIXE holiday auction. It's our biggest event fundraiser of the year. And this year it will start October 1st and run through November 12th. And we are over 150,000 in-house of donated goods and services because of the goodness of all of our wonderful communities who support our local PBS station.
You know, that was one of the things that I most enjoyed the years that I spent in office, is that KIXE auction. And we used to have such fun doing that every year.
Yes, and, you know, it is a great event. And we've had to change it a little bit, and initially it was for COVID. Now it's because it's the right thing to do. But what we are doing now, in the past, we would run like an 8-day auction, and you had to actually watch Channel 9 every night to get the best deals on everything. what we did is we went to online registration and bidding for a whole month prior to the actual televised portion of the show. So now people from everywhere can participate. And then we actually run some shows toward the end, and then it all culminates on Saturday, November 12th, where all the bids close at the same time. And not only did people appreciate this new format because they can all participate, we had greater participation, but also they appreciated the fact that they could bid on their items right till the last minute instead of everything closing one night at a time.
There you go. Perfect. Well, it looks, sounds like you've got it all the little things ironed out and made perfect now.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage your listeners that if you are not familiar with KIXE, it's just go to Channel 9 one evening and watch it. It's not your grandma and grandpa's PBS station anymore. We have lots of really fun stuff going on, lots of community outreach and support. And if you wanted to support us, it's so easy. It's $5 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. And you can be a sustaining member at KIXE and support the station that has been bringing you quality educational TV since 1964.
You know, and I've always said that, you know, we need to support those things because if you want quality entertainment and good shows, you have to step forward and be a part of making that happen.
Absolutely. And we appreciate the support, and the more that we get, the more we can do. We are doing a lot of library readings right now, story time events. We take our friends Elmo and Cookie Monster sometimes to events to put smiles on children's faces. We partner with other great organizations to do great things in our community. That's what we're all about.
Okay, so remind us, the concert is this Saturday night at...
No, the concert is a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. Okay,
it's
from
Friday,
right.
Friday, September 16th. It's at Wind River Resort. Pablo, he's amazing. His style is kind of a Mediterranean with a mixture of Greek, flamenco, Latin, and Balkan. And if you've never seen Pablo, he is...
I've seen him on... I've not seen him in...
Audiences on their feet.
I've never seen him in person, but I've watched him before on different programs.
Yeah, go check him out. He's amazing. And then on the 24th, Saturday, again, at Anderson River Park, our wonderful third annual Mr. Rogers Fun Day, Fun Walk and Day of Kindness, and it's family-friendly, free to the public, and a lot of fun. And then our holiday auction, be looking for our holiday auction to go live online October 1st. And I also wanted to share, because many of your listeners are huge fans of movies made by Ken Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And the new Ken Burns movie is coming out, and it's going to air September 18th through the 20th, which is coming up, and it's called The U.S. and the Holocaust. And what that is about, I have it right here. This movie examines how the American people and our leaders responded to one of the greatest humanitarian disasters of the 20th century, and how this catastrophe challenged our identity as a nation of immigrants, as well as the very ideals of our democracy. So Ken Burns is well-known documentarian, and this will be a wonderful show on PBS starting on the 18th.
Well, I hope everybody had their pencils ready, and of course all this information is available on your webpage and coming up, and thanks so much. Dave, you're calling in this morning.
KIXE.org or 243-5493. I appreciate your time, and it's always a pleasure to talk to your listeners.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye, Mayor.
Same to you.
Goodbye.
Bye. So, that was a lot of information. I hope everybody had their pencils ready. And again, like you say, you can just go to KIXE.com and get all that information. Wonderful things to support our public service.
Absolutely.
Public broadcasting station.
And the Mr. Rogers Day is just amazing with all the families and the kids and just having a good time and mingling and meeting other kids and other parents, you know, that are like-minded, that are down in our beautiful park and enjoying the day.
Do you know when, so many, many years ago, my son is now just turned 50, and when he was very little, we lived in Ontario, in Southern California, and we actually went to a Mr. Rogers filming and got to sit right next to Mr. Rogers and talk with the postman and go through the scene of the show and spend the morning. It was absolutely delightful.
I bet it was.
It was one of the highlights. I think I probably, gosh, Rick would have been maybe 2 or 3 years old, so he may not even remember it as vividly as I do. But it was just really special because that was a big deal in his life at that age.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. But Mr. Rogers, who will ever forget what an incredible character, and in his background, if you've ever looked into it, is a, you know, interesting guy.
Amazing life. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, You know, we're going to take an early break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. They have three branches, actually in Shasta County and Tehama. Actually, four, because they have Riverside Way in Red Bluff. They have Behind Jack's in Redding on California Street, Cypress Avenue and Hartnell Avenue, and then their newest branch in Anderson, which we certainly enjoy. So visit Cornerstone Bank for great community service. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Pay Mart's at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jonesport by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio show. You can give us a call at 605-4567. If you've got a question you'd like to ask Mayor Browning, or you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark, and my co-host this morning for the first hour is Mayor Bear Browning. And so we're just kind of talking about some things. We've just spoken and visited with KIXE, and one of the things we have to remember is that we elect people for a four-year period, and we expect that they continue to do that job the full 4 years. At some point in that process, if they are running for re-election at the end of the 4 years or run for another office, they're kind of wearing two hats. And we, like I say, expect them to do the full 4 years, so we have to accept that along with being the sitting mayor of the city of Anderson, this gentleman is also a candidate. We're going to talk about that in the second hour this morning, and that'll be his other hat that he'll be talking about, what he's going to do as a county supervisor. But this morning, what's going on in the city of Anderson? I know there's so much building and permits being pulled and things happening.
You know, it's just been amazing the change that we've been able to establish with the planning and building department, you know, and the fact that we're at this period where we, as a council, have said, you know, here's our standard. We expect these things, you know, in a timely fashion, you know, because when things get built, you start collecting taxes, right?
Exactly.
So the longer you take, the more money you're not making, right, at the end of the day, if you're thinking about it from a business perspective, right?
Well, and time is money. If you've got a project that pencils out beautifully at this amount of time and this money at this point in time, and then you have to wait 2 years to get that permit, that penciling just goes out the window.
Right. So it's a benefit not only to, for our business, but for our citizens, you know, and for the city of Anderson as a government entity. So to do those things is extremely important to the council, and we've relayed that to staff, and they've done literally an amazing job of fine-tuning our planning and building department and streamlining the processes to where we're doing plans and getting them back to them in 4 to 6 weeks, which is I'm so proud of them and the work they're doing. And if you talk to businesses, you know, NorCal tractor and equipment, you know, just opened recently, a grand opening, and that's all they bragged about was the efficiency of the planning and building department and getting things done. And they actually made a couple changes along the way, and they said even the change was streamlined, and they were super grateful for staff.
So. Which is near and dear to my heart, because that certainly has been an issue for as long as I've been involved with the process, is the planning process and how difficult it can be. Because we're governed by the rules that we get from the state level and federal level, things that you have to adhere to. But we can streamline and make a lot of changes at the local level if we choose to be business friendly.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, everything is solvable.
So we've got a couple of new hotels coming. We've got a car wash. We've got all kinds of things that I see in process. So tell us about
that. God, it's so amazing. You know, as you see on the corner of North Street, in the entrance to I-5 North, you got Maverick Gas Station going up. And right next to it, also on North Street, just to the east of there, you have Taste & See Creamery. They're building, they're getting ready to start their facility, and they'll actually manufacture ice cream right there in the city of Anderson, and that will be distributed to all their locations.
Are they going to have a showroom, I'm hoping?
Yes, so you'll be able to buy the ice cream there, so they'll have a storefront, if you will, and they'll also be doing, pizza, similar to what they do in Reading. So, they'll have both those things going on, so you can get your ice cream, which is freshly made. And who doesn't love freshly made ice cream?
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to them being there. You know, when they talk about, employment, they talk about 40 plus employees that will be between, their restaurant and ice cream and, the production side of making their ice cream. So we're looking forward to having them, and they're just two amazing men that have come along and took a gamble in life, and it's, you know, they're starting to reap the rewards, and we're very proud of them, and we're super happy that they're going to have their facility and their main headquarters right there in Anderson.
Well, that's incredible. Now the two hotels.
Yeah, so we got two Marriotts coming in, and they'll go behind Jack's Donuts right next to NorCal. Next, there's a little sliver of land, not little, but a piece of land between Jack's Donuts, if you will, and NorCal. So they'll
remind everyone where Jack's Donuts is. Jack's Donuts is new, so it's not a...
Oh, so it's right next to, Jack's Donuts has been around a long time. One of the, famous donuts in our area for many, many, many years, and it's right near Tri-Counties Bank, so across the street from Safeway.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's been there a long time, but right behind that building, it's a strip mall, so right behind that will be to the south.
Okay.
Will be the two Marriott hotels.
It says a Safeway on one corner, Tri-Counties Bank on the other,
yep.
And the street in between.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, just to right identify there. For people.
And if you go down up McMurray, you're seeing a lot of things going on right next to Rite Aid. And that is actually Quick Quack Car Wash. So, and I tell everybody, we finally become a city.
I know. And you're going to have a drive-through.
Right.
You're
going
to have to get your car and
wash
it.
Full service car wash. We've made it. We're now officially a city.
A city with a real car wash in it.
Yeah, and they'll do for you can drive through and just get your car washed, or you can pull back around and get your car detailed as well. So,
oh, that's incredible.
Yeah,
that's good. I was not aware of that.
Full service car wash. Yeah.
Full service car wash. All right, you're right. We've officially arrived as a city.
We've made it. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, and what's happening out in the area around Walmart? I know they've got the housing division up above.
Yes. So our understanding down below, which would be due north of AMPM and that lot that faces 273, we understand some stuff is going to start happening there with some semi-quick or semi-fast food that's going to go into that lot that's been vacant for quite a while. So we look forward to having them. And then, of course, you still got a lot of building going on in Anderson above Walmart in both subdivisions.
Yeah, the housing and you know, some beautiful homes up there. I don't think people really, if you haven't driven up in that area, when you get up above that area there, you've got some beautiful views. And some really, really nice homes up in that area.
Right. Brian Walker and Craig Lund have done an amazing job in both their subdivisions of really attracting, families, that are, you know, either looking to move here from the out of the area or people that are in the area looking, to make a change and moving up into Anderson. So, we appreciate both their looks, of their styles of homes. And we appreciate all of those that are, you know, moving into our city. So
and just that quick, we've got just a few more minutes in this section, and one of the things that I think, you know, the more things stay change, the more they stay the same. And I understand one of the old topics that from way back when I first got involved in this thing, and that is the area across the river, Wooded Acres and what have you, and we have a well out there that the city of Anderson, two wells actually, that the city of Anderson put in much the same kind of manner that the wells were put in the Ox Yoke area, with the anticipation that at some point that would be either part of the city of Anderson, but they did it kind of in cooperation with those gangs. And then everyone will remember the whole Save the River, the sewer plant issue, the we're going to annex, we're not going to annex, it's in the Reading Square, it's in Anderson Square, it's in nobody's Square, and that whole area went on forever and ever. Part of Wooded Acres actually eventually got annexed to the city of Reading because they needed sewer service or whatever. I don't remember what the
sewer and water, correct.
Sewer and water, exactly. So, but that the other section of Wooded Acres is what we kind of say is in no man's land.
It's all county.
It's all county. Yes. It's in no one's sphere of influence. They have a water, and we're still, for whatever reason, at this point, we put the well in, but nobody's really providing. So I understand there are conversations going on about what the future is going to be there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get there. City could expand so that a water.
That was always the intention that we were going to go across the river and take in that whole area at one point. Under the good auspices of LAFCO, it was in the city of Anderson sphere.
Well, LAFCO back in the day, though, if you remember, and you know this better than anybody because you were in office then, LAFCO said, nope, Reading, Anderson, you're done. Nobody gets it.
Yeah, well, what happened was that at that point in time, and most of the time how I got involved was because the city of Reading had three votes on LAFCO, and whatever LAFCO decided, it was based on whatever Reading wanted. And so then at some point it just said, okay, that's it. We're done doing this. It's not getting in anybody's sphere. And that's what the people there wanted.
Right. And so now what you have is you have, due to ACID and BOR and no water. All those things combined, you now have some of the wells going dry. And back in the day, when those subdivisions were built, for whatever reason, the decision was made to allow those people that were building those homes to choose either to put in a well or to hook up to city water for either Reading or Anderson, depending on which side you were on. And so people made those financial decisions back in the day to do those things because those are the options they were given. And today here we sit with the wells going dry because ACID's canals aren't full, which actually leach in and replenish those wells. So you have a few options as I mentioned. The city can move forward. Reading, also LAFCO could decide Reading can move forward, or the decision can be made that nothing happens. And so the discussion has been going on. In fact, I just met with Supervisor Garman this week in regards to that, and said that we have this discussion about, you know, theoretically, if the City of Anderson Council approved it, the wells could go back to the county, and they could make their own water districts. That is an option. Mm-hmm. Or LAFCO could say, Reading, you take it all over. And the same rules apply. They would take over the wells. Or, you know, you leave it with the wells being in the City of Anderson, and LAFCO allows Anderson city limits to move and supply water to those who are there. But I think it's, you know, that sounds all like, okay, all of those options seem fairly easy.
So the issue of tax exchange agreements is going to be the stickler.
Right. And you have that, right? But here's the other thing. So, once those things are done, though, then people have to pay hookup fees and pay for the water. And so it's not as simple as we just give you water. There's still costs and expenses. And so, you know, once one of those things happen, how many of those people in that area make a decision to hook up to that?
Yes.
Right? Because that doesn't make financial sense.
So in the future, this will be something where I just kind of got a kick out of it because I had the conversation with your city manager, Jeff Keiser, because I'm like one of the few people that was there and went through all of that. And so he called me and kind of picked my brain and said, okay, so bring me up to date on how in the world all this happened. So
Here's the thing.
The history is.
Right. But here's what's really important. We have citizens in our community. Doesn't matter whether they're in Reading County or Anderson. That are currently hurting that have no water.
Exactly.
It's our job
to solve it
and not be bickering over it. Let's just make a decision and move on and allow those people to have the water that they need for health and safety, right?
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. This section of the show has been brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers, one of my favorite places to visit. It's like a ladies' candy store. You have all kinds of fun things. They have estate jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the only watchmaker around. If you take your watch to be fixed, it's probably going to end up there anyway. So they are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great business to do. Lovely place to go. Give them a visit. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I'm a combat veteran and a political moderate. I'm pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I'm not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Poker is coming back to Wind River Resort and Casino. We are excited to reopen our poker room and bring you the thrill of live hosted poker tables Thursday through Sunday from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. The chips are stacking up and we're going all in with a grand reopening Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. We are raising the limit with Texas Hold'em games. Join us for splash pots and giveaways from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die.
Great incoming thing there, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and that is just a great lead-in because we have now in the studio, this is Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark, so you're not confused, and Carl is on assignment, and I'm joined this morning by my co-host, Baron Browning, from the city of Anderson. But right now, we have a great friend of the whole community for years and years, Paisano days, Mr. Italiano, JT, come on, welcome in.
Thank you so much for that wonderful welcome, and I gotta tell you, I feel really good this morning walking in and seeing you and Baron both sitting here at the counter and be able to hang out with you guys. That was a great session about Anderson and Reading and the community that I just listened to. Good job.
Good.
Glad to be here and talk about, fun things in the community.
The Paisano Days, one of my very favorite events forever. Yeah. My mouth is watering all over from that delectable food coming up.
As you should be. You're looking forward to sausage sandwiches, bell peppers, onion, meatballs, pasta, cannolis. It's all going to be there. And Trish, I know that you've been there because we started in Anderson in 1980.
Yeah.
You've been down there.
I've never missed my Italian sausage sandwich.
That's good. And you have so many friends there, so many friends, a lot of family. And it's the same thing. We're trying to do the same thing since 2016 at South City Park. We have been working with our friends with the Colt 45 Association, the Bassettis and that group, and taking back the park. That was one of the goals. When Rick approached us and said, let's build some, he says, we should build some bocce courts. I looked at him, I go, what do you mean we? Who are you talking to me? Oh, we were going to do this? And at the time, of course, the park was a wreck. Sorry, but I'm not politically correct. It looked like a KOA campground for bums.
Right.
People did not want to go there. Well, since then, we've taken it back. Our goal was to bring Bocce to the North State, to have a fun-filled community event slash Paisano Days, and we've been very successful to take it back to park. If you were to brave going by the library and all the people you see out there and get into the park is open, the park is clean, there's not all the goings on that was happening before. It's a great place, and it's a great place for Paisano Days. So we're really encouraging people to come in there and check it out. It's not what it looks like on the outside, and we're working on that too.
Yeah, and the entrance to it is through the library area?
On Grape Street. Yeah, there's an entrance into the park on Grape Street, and it's just like you're going to a Colt 45s game. And then the other thing we're working on right now, there's a right-of-way that comes out onto Parkview that's on the south, would be the southwest corner of the library. It's gated off, and it's full of people camping out. We need to get the city to open that up, put the signs up saying exit. If that's a right of way, folks aren't going to be camping in there, and it'll look that much better. But to get into the park, the Grape Street right by the library there, and there's plenty of parking. And just so people know, we have as we always do, we always have our own security. We make sure that our customers and the kids and everything are not bothered by anybody. And we'll have shuttles going out there to help people that need a ride to and from.
Very nice.
Yeah, to and from their cars, folks that need assistance. And at the same time, they'll be patrolling the air. We don't anticipate any problems, but I know the perception. And when you drive by Parkview, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm not going in there. That's not the case. The park is cool.
Yeah,
park is family friendly.
Exactly. So that's coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Actually, Friday. Friday night, starting at 5 o'clock is our spaghetti dinner. And then Saturday, we'll be serving, the meatball sandwiches, the pasta, the sausage sandwiches, and we'll have pizza frites in the morning with coffee, which pizza frites like an Italian fried dough. Great way to start the morning with a cup of coffee. And for those who would care to, we'll also have some mimosas on Sunday morning. Those are always nice to have in hand as you watch the bocce tournament. Will start Friday and continue on Saturday. So it's going to be a lot going on. We'll have music. We'll have games for the kids. Lots of fun stuff.
And booths? Do they have the booths?
Yes, we're going to have some crafters. There's a lot of competition for the crafters right now. There's a lot of festivals going on, but we're going to have some. And you know who else we're going to have there with a booth? We're going to have the VFW. They're gonna be down there telling folks who they are.
Excellent.
And we want to support them because they're getting ready. They're in the middle of a big move. They had to move out of their old building, as you know.
Yes.
So we want to help them with that. We're also gonna have folks from the local Granges are gonna be down there. The Granges are making a comeback too. And the Granges, we'll have them from Redding, Anderson, Buckeye, Ono. And they're all gonna be down there saying, hey, we're here. We're about the community. Join us. So we're gonna have them there.
Okay, that's great to hear because, you know, the Granges and all the communities played a big part for many, many years. They've still been around, but now that's great to see they're coming up and starting things in the community again.
I think the Grange is one of the earliest organizations we put together, regardless of ethnicity or anything else. We're here for the community. Let's have a Grange and you can have weddings and picnics and
just get fundraise
and get together for the good of the community. So we're glad to have them down there with us.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you want to recap with some dates and times and when all your festivities going on? And
yes.
And when does bocce ball start? That's really the most important.
There you go. And you know,
because my team is one of the premier teams. Not even close to true.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we have been saving for weeks now. The bocce team's filling pretty quick. We've been saving a spot for you guys.
Perfect.
We want to get you in there because they have played and they can be pretty good at it. So. And they're fun.
My first thing is your dad. I remember he was the one that introduced me to the whole bocce.
Are you talking about Paul Bassetti?
Paul Bassetti. Paul Bassetti, not your dad. And
no,
I look at you
Rick's
and I know
dad.
That. Rick's dad.
And the dad of several other kids.
He was everybody's dad. But,
exactly.
But no, you're right. Then my mind went astray there.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Push. I mean, my God.
Yeah, Push.
I can't think of bocce without thinking of Paul Bassetti.
Exactly. One of the first people that I knew in the community that had a bocce court on his property, and all the kids are playing. That's why they're so dang good. For years, you get out there. When you got his daughter, Teresa Foster, and Rick, and Teresa's husband, Mike, golly, talk about a dynasty. I think they won the championship like 3 years in a row. They're good.
Well, they were a delight, and they are a delightful family, such a part of this community for so many years, and Paul and Gloria certainly were the best.
Oh.
I can't think of bocce without thinking of
them. Of course. I'm the same way. And you asked about the dates. This is going to be Friday the 16th. We're going to be down there setting up and opening up the gate at 5 o'clock. We'll be starting the bocce tournament. We'll play throughout the day and the evening, and then we'll have the dinner. We'll have the spaghetti dinner with the fixings, the cannoli. We'll, and have beverages, of course. We'll have a nice the neighborhood swing trio. We'll be down there playing. I just love those guys playing. It's nice mellow music, a lot of Italian songs, and it's good music to sit and listen while you eat and converse and play bocce. And then Saturday we're going to pick it up again in the morning, and that's when we'll have the pizza frites, the fried dough I was telling you about, the mimosas, and then we'll start serving food again about 10 o'clock. And it's going to be an all-day thing, the Battle of the Butchie Teams.
Yes.
And a lot of fun, and a lot of fun.
Now, do they still have that wonderful raffle?
Oh, thank you. Oh, boy, I'm going to be in trouble. The ladies are sitting on the radio. He hasn't said anything about the raffle.
Yeah,
the raffle,
I'm not going to let that go because I love those baskets. Oh, my God.
They are really wonderful. They always have been from the very beginning. They buy items all year long, and they put together these great baskets.
People love these baskets. They're incredible baskets.
Yeah.
I know. I got to watch out because when people win them, I'm usually one of the guys that's assigned to carry the things out. Some of them weigh as much as I do. But besides that, our friends in the neighborhood, our businesses, other folks are making homemade things, so we'll have those to be raffled off. We'll have a live auction with a lot of nice things. We've got some great people stepping up and providing some nice items. Anderson's Jewelry comes to mind as one, and I know there's many others, but they're going to be putting some things out there. The raffle is a big hit, and yes, the raffle is
absolutely going to be that, and I've been fortunate enough for a couple of times to win those baskets, and oh my gosh, you've got that. The last one I won was everything you could possibly need for an Italian dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, the wooden salad bowl and the dishes and the pan and the spaghetti and the whole nine yards and even a recipe from somebody for a spaghetti sauce. It was just a delightful basket.
Oh, they've got football themes, baseball themes. Like I said, there'll be literally dozens of those great big baskets and more dozens of other items that people will donate. So thank you for
And they've given them away over the 2 days, too. So
yes.
You don't have to be there to win.
Right.
Once you buy your tickets, then you don't have to be present
to
win the basket.
That is correct.
So you can just stop by, buy your tickets, have your whatever you're eating, and then they'll call you and tell you that you've won this wonderful basket.
And then we've decided this year that cash is the perfect gift for any occasion, so the grand prize will be $500 cash, which that's a nice. So
you
can make your own basket out of something like that.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So great.
And you got other stuff going on there too. You got cornhole tournament and of course music.
Yes, we got the music going on, and again, I wanted to get to that. We're expanding this year a little bit. We've got friends that like to play the cornhole. They set up the tournaments. In one of the tennis courts here, it's all set up for a cornhole tournament. That's going to be Saturday. And with any kind of luck, we're going to have a nice display of automobiles for a show and shine. It's all tied in together. Things are different this year. We've brought everything together over on the Butchie Court side where we used to be also into the Tiger Field side. And I'll tell you, a lot of the reasoning for that is we had a lot of our cooking and food service and the beer booths and that. That was another layer of fencing. But since our work since 2016, we've taken that park back. We don't have to worry about that much. We brought everything more out in the open. Some of the cross fencing that was there because of the situation has been taken down. The park is all opened up. Everything's going to be centralized around the Butchie courts and the tennis courts, and we're going to be able to add the cornhole and the show and shine. We're looking forward to it. If this works out as well as we think, I could see next year we could have a hot Paisano Nights car show down there. How much fun would that be?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we can continue this conversation and just the rest of the morning kind of open. We'll be right back to you after these messages.
Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Paint Marts at Revington Anderson or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can give us a call at 605-4567. We're just kind of chatting here. I'm joined in the studio with Mayor Bear Browning from the city of Anderson and Johnny Tisello from Paisano Days. We've been talking about that, and we're just kind of chatting about whatever's going on down in the South County, because we're all kind of from down there, and we kind of like that part of the county a lot.
I like it a lot down there in Anderson, really do.
Yeah. You know, it's I always say it was one of the best decisions we made. My husband and I moved up here in 1977, and he went to work at the airport, and it just seemed like a logical place to be. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life. I really like it down there. But it's part of Shasta County, and we just are fortunate to live in a really, really nice part of the state.
Copy that, Trish. That's great. And Trish and I are neighbors. We live in the same neighborhood. Riverside Drive used to be known as Shady Oak Subdivision, and you tell me it was the first subdivision built down
there. It's the Oakdale Subdivision.
Oh, was it Oakdale? I thought it was Shady.
No, it's the Oakdale Subdivision, and it is the oldest subdivision in the city of Anderson. It was three streets of custom homes that went in by several different builders, mm-hmm. Then from there it branched out up Marmac and the other streets, mm-hmm. and all different kinds of things. Yeah, but.
It's fun down there. All the homes are the same vintage as me. We were all built in 1952.
There you go.
There we go. We're vintage. You see.
You're vintage. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's fun.
But it is a great neighborhood. And this is a great community. You know, we're so blessed to be up here and avoiding so much of this stuff we have to see on TV day after day after day. Sure, we've got our weeks on in a triple digits, and we have issues with the homeless and this and that, but I'd pick this spot anywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we've all made the decision to live in California, and if you're going to do that, then we're in a great place to be there, because there's a lot going on in the world that we all face, and a lot of negative even here in Shasta County. We have to rise above that and just think about all the things that are good in our lives. So
that's right. You guys work hard for the community. We're trying to entertain some folks with Paisano Days. And again, now this weekend, we're going to be, a lot of my Paisans are going to be working with the Asphalt Cowboys Sunday at the annual barbecue.
Absolutely, and that's a great lead-in. Gosh, I got all so much help here this morning. The second caller that calls in, we're going to give you two tickets to the Reading Asphalt Cowboys 68th Annual Community Barbecue and Auction. That's two tickets. The second caller this morning. You give a call at 605-4567. Second caller gets these two tickets. So that was a great lead-in, Jason.
There we go. We're helping each other
out. I know. We're just a great team here.
While you mentioned, I also have four tickets for you to give out your callers this morning to attend either dinner or have a meal on Saturday at Paisano Day. So these
Perfect. So we'll give those out during the second hour. Thank you so much. So,
there we go.
So you can be listening and we'll have those tickets available.
You know, as we talk about Paisano Days, you got to talk about the park. Had an article come out in Joy Magazine that I really wanted to, the idea was to tell the community through the wonderful Enjoy magazine how this community worked together to do a South City Park. Took back the park. We're playing Boche. We got Colt 45s. We're doing all this and that. And they just did an article in there. Unfortunately, they put my picture in there in the courts, and it was refereeing in a pair of shorts. It wasn't pretty. So I want to apologize. Right now. Again, highlighting, and we tried to highlight in the article too what we do. We're just Sons of Italy works with Asphalt Cowboys, and we've helped the Reading Exchange Club put on air shows. These groups working together to put on these great events in the area, not just in the city of Reading, but all over.
You really got to brag about our citizens time after time after time, because we all, over and over again, jump in when there's a need.
Yep.
And help out. You look at the Mill Fire right now, and Lucky Miller's is stepping up and getting a lot of donations for those people that lost everything, including a couple lives, as we know today, that were lost in that devastating fire. But this, I've never lived in a place, and I've lived in quite a few places where the community is so involved with each other, and when there's a need, there's an instant jump in, and it's taken care of. So it's absolutely a great community.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree. I'll say the same thing. I've traveled around. I've never seen the community step up as much as they do here. It's a great place. No two ways about it.
Yeah, you guys are just, we talk about that a lot. We have a lot of issues. We get into, you know, political issues and all kinds of other things. But having, like I said, I've been working around this community since 1977. Been involved in a lot of different levels, and it's just a warm feeling, because whenever I go to one of these functions, it doesn't matter whether it's in Shingletown or Millville or Reading or Shasta Lake, Anderson, it doesn't matter. It's the same people. We're all over the place helping each other, mm-hmm. whether it's the Asphalt Cowboys or the Reading Rodeo Association or the Anderson Rotary or the Reading Rodeo Groups or, Sons of Italy. This Roptimist organizations, we all pull together, get together, and make things happen in our community. And whether it's an emergency kind of situation, we've had fires and floods and famines and, I mean, you name it. I mean, we're waiting for the grasshoppers, for heaven's sakes. We've been through it all here. But everybody steps forward and makes a difference and puts all that other stuff behind them. So we're fortunate, like I said, again, to live in a community that kind of does all that stuff. We can get behind the problems and the issues that arise. And sometimes I think when we look at the newspapers and the news, they just want to talk about the bad stuff. And we don't want to do that, because this is just, all the good positive stuff that's going on a regular basis.
And just know, when you support the Rotaries, Paisano Days and all of those things, those organizations and many, many others, when you're going to their events, they're also chipping in when there's a time of need, over and over and over again.
And then all that money translates into the community, whether it's through scholarships for our children,
yep.
whether it's through donations for our veterans, whether it's whatever is the need in the community, all that money that these organizations raise, whether it's the Asphalt Cowboys or the Sons of Italy or Anderson Rotary or whatever it is, all that money translates back right into our communities and those people that need help within the community. We're more than willing to help somebody, a giving hand, and the whole community's behind that.
Absolutely.
So it's good stuff. It is. It's kind of a very positive first hour this morning. It's been fun. So final thoughts on Paisano Days. We've got a couple minutes here to...
Well, just kind of what you're saying, if you come to Paisano Days, you'll see a big sign out there, and it talks about, they call it the Sons of Italy Bocce Courts, but Sons of Italy was in the group of so many people that helped build those courts. And just like you were saying, there's a list of all these people made this happen. We get to put on Paisano Days, and behind that is a list of organizations that we help with the funds that we generate, from the Wings of Angels, the Red Cross, the Boy Scouts, on and on and on. It's filtering down, and it is because this is such a special giving community with a lot of good folks in it. So Paisano Days is a fun thing with a lot of good folks. Come on down and see us.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and we're going to take a break now, and we're going to be back with the second hour. This is KCNR 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Britain's Queen Elizabeth placed under medical supervision, with her doctors saying they are concerned for Her Majesty's health. An update from the BBC's Nicholas Witcher.
This is a very somber moment, because politicians are saying there is profound concern, and I think that is absolutely right. Hoping for the best, but let's be completely candid now, braced for the worst. It may be that there will be a recovery, but there has been a gradual deterioration in her health from everything that we can glean, from everything that we can observe over these recent months.
Members of the royal family traveling to be with the 96-year-old monarch, who is said to be resting comfortably at her summer residence, Balmoral Castle, in Scotland. On the heels of a horrific crime, the murder of young mother Eliza Fletcher, now Memphis having to deal with another evil, a day-long shooting spree. It left four people dead, several others injured.
This is no way for us to live. And it is not acceptable.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland notes the suspect, 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly, was previously charged with attempted first-degree murder, but pled guilty to a lesser charge of aggravated assault.
He was sentenced to 3 years, but only served 11 months in prison.
And was released less than 6 months ago. Police say Kelly is the gunman who drove around Memphis yesterday shooting at people. Day-long rampage forcing residents to shelter in place and spreading terror across the city. Another day of intense heat across the West, including in California, where they're still concerned for the possibility of rolling blackouts. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 171 points, NASDAQ ahead 89. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Philippine president has approved the removal of face masks in public more than 2 years after the law was imposed because of COVID-19.
The Philippines and Myanmar are one of the last countries in Southeast Asia to lift the compulsory wearing of masks outdoors. Authorities have said the change will take effect as soon as President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. issues an executive order. The Philippines Interior Minister has said a study has shown that lifting mask-wearing requirements in other countries has not led to a surge in new infections. However, authorities are still urging citizens to maintain a distance and wash hands regularly. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll from a fire at a karaoke parlor in southern Vietnam has risen to 32 and some parts of the building still inaccessible more than a day later. The fire that began late Tuesday trapped workers and customers inside that multi-story venue. News and analysis at townhall.com. COVID-related emails exchanged within the Biden administration may soon be released.
The Biden administration and Anthony Fauci were ordered to surrender all emails regarding COVID and social media censorship. The lawsuit to release the emails was filed by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana. It's an effort to reveal a coordinated effort to censor information the government did not approve of during the COVID pandemic. The AGs believe the White House pushed social media platforms for years to censor viewpoints and speakers at odds with the left. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Along with the extreme heat, wildfires continue raging across California. There have been evacuations, many homes have been destroyed, and at least four deaths are blamed on the wildfires, which are being fed by hot, tinder-dry conditions across the state. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 172 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. Carl is on assignment this morning, so I'm your host this morning. We did a little bit of conversation in the first half about KIXE and Paisano Days, and my guest this morning for this segment is going to be candidate for supervisor, Baron Browning.
Good morning,
Baron.
Good morning.
It's 74 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 111 degrees, a low of 77 on Friday, 109 on Friday night, 73. And then on Saturday, finally cooling down just a little to 99, Saturday night, 70. And Sunday, an absolute balmy 92. And on Sunday night, a low of 67. Monday, 94, a low of 65. And Tuesday, are you ready for this? 89 degrees and a low of 62 in the 80s on Wednesday. So maybe, let's just keep our fingers crossed that this hot cycle is breaking and we're going to get into some fall weather a little bit. But for the present, we have an excessive heat warning. Be very careful about your animals and try to limit your use of electricity so we don't end up in a outage. It's just touch and go. This state is in a precarious fire danger. We just need to be really, really careful and continue to hope that we don't burn the whole place down. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So,
and another great Anderson business.
Absolutely. They just are such a contributing part of the community, not just Anderson, but the whole county, and just a great, great business, a great addition to the city of Anderson. We're happy to have them there. So, we have two supervisorial district races coming up. We have District 5, which encompasses the South County area, and we have District 1, which is basically the city of Reading. We also have a lot of school board elections. We have city council in the city of Reading, city of Anderson, and city of Shasta Lake. So pay attention, people. It's election time coming up again.
And ACID.
And ACID, yes, we do. So we've got water boards, school boards. We've got all kinds of issues out there. If you're not part of the process at the local level, registered, learning, and voting, and finding out what's on your ballot, then you may be part of the problem. Because that's how we take it back and become in control of our destiny again. And we started our local communities, been saying it for years, most important elections. They deal with you on a regular basis all day, every day, much more than the state and federal level. So having said that, candidate for District 5 Supervisor, Baron Browning. Tell us who Baron Browning is.
Sure. So My wife and I, my wife was born and raised here, so, you know, happy wife, happy life. She said, we're moving home in 2004, and we ended up having a house built in 2005. And I traveled a lot back in those days. And in 2011, I made the change to, you know, stay home more and ended up with taking over and running Spherion Staffing. And so I've been involved with the community since 2011. And through Anderson Rotary, and then a year or so after that, while I was in Rotary, the chamber came to Rotary and said, you know, we're probably going to break away from doing Anderson Explodes. And so a few of us got together and took over Anderson Explodes and formed a 501c3, which is now called Community for Anderson Explodes.
And we've been, that's our 3rd of July, 4th of July celebration.
Yeah. So, you know, from a family standpoint, my daughter's always been involved. My wife's always been, I mean, as a family, we've been super involved in our community. And then, you know, I had the distinct pleasure, as you know, as did you, of meeting, through Rotary, Norma Komnick. And so, oh God, what an inspiration to me personally, not only as she, talked me into running for office, but just as a mentor about life, right? And then talked me into running for politics in 2014, and I ran for Anderson City Council back then. We've just always been involved with the community. And a couple of years ago, I had the distinct honor of buying into Ardent Security. So we have a couple of businesses. And during COVID, we moved Spherion to Anderson. So now it's an Anderson business. And we also have Ardent in the same location, Ardent Security. So a business owner. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. And most importantly, I'm a family man, and I'm a community man.
There you go. And you're also part of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Yep, yep.
So reaching out. And what, as we were talking in the first hour, community-wide events for a long time. So you're familiar with things beyond the boundaries of the city of Anderson, for sure.
Yeah, it's really, when I got elected, what I realized is we didn't do a lot, you know, at that time outside of the city. And so I really made it my mission to go to events and belonging to organizations throughout the county. You know, whether that's Reading Rodeo or, you know, numerous other organizations that I belong to. And I think I'm at 12 or 14. I'm not really sure. And one of my favorites, and one that my wife and I and our daughter get a lot of pleasure out on top of Anderson Rotary, is the Salvation Army and all the work they do, not only here, but in Northern California. So people don't know it, but we actually take our food truck to fires all the way to Wairika. So we do a lot in the Salvation Army and helping those in a time of need during these fires.
Yeah, and I know your daughter's been very, very involved in that with serving and a lot of things. I love it when the Browning family is out, because it's a threesome a lot of times. It reminds me of my husband and I and my son. We always were the BTR. We said, you know, we always did the three things together. So that's great to see a family.
She was, you know, she was heavily involved in 4-H and FFA. I love that organization for a child, because they get to grow up understanding how to take care of something, responsibility, being accountable for something. Those are the things that it teach you, but all the organizations that my wife and I belong to also taught her how to talk to adults and how to speak and be engaged, in our community. And, she's a much better speaker than I am. I'll tell you that. I probably could take some tips from her.
You know, it's an interesting thing, because there's a local business owner, actually Lindsay, that owns Norm's out in Palo Cedro.
Yes.
And one of the criteria that she has for hiring is that she hires people that have been involved in 4-H and FFA because of exactly the things that you're talking about. The work ethic, the ability to be in public, the responsibility factor, all those things make for good hiring of employees. They show up and they work and they're pleasant and they deliver. So,
you know, and as
all
a parent,
good qualities.
Yeah, and as a parent, you're really proud when our daughter got her driver's license. She immediately went out and got a job to pay for the gas and the extra stuff that she wanted to have. And so, yeah, we pay for the insurance, but she paid for her own car. She pays for her own gas. She works and went to school full-time. Now she goes full-time to Shasta College and still works a lot of hours every week. And so we're super proud of her for that because that 4-H FFA and family life all put together and the community that helped raise her. And I do believe it takes a village to raise a child. Because we watched it through all the organizations that we belong to help raise our daughter and mentor our daughter, made her who she is today, where she does those things without even being told.
Okay, this section of the show has been brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at the Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Next to Dex Bros in the downtown Reading, buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean. They've been in that location for 100 years. I'm not sure that they've been washing cars that long, but they've owned that property. So really great place to get your car washed, do a great job, until you can get into the one down in Anderson. We'll take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What's the feeling about half past 10? I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed?
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the events or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts at Remington Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State. graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. So I'm going to do a couple of things real quick here. First, I want to acknowledge the guy that keeps me straight and keeps me on the air. Liam, good morning. I didn't even acknowledge you when we started the show this morning.
Good morning.
And you're doing such a great job in there.
Well, thank you.
Keeping me going, playing great music. I also want to say that the second caller right now, I have four tickets for this Paisano Days on the 16th and 17th. The second caller. And you get four tickets for food or drink at the Paisano Days on the 15th and 16th. So those will go to them. And then we're going to go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Trish. Good morning, Baron. I see you jumped over me and went to the second caller. I was already on the phone in anticipation of getting those tickets.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
What I called about, Trish, is since 8 o'clock, this has turned into a campaign event for
a
supervisor position.
Yes.
I understand with the FCC there's some kind of a rule that you have to give equal time to each candidate. So I'm wondering when you're going to have Chris Kellstrom on your program.
Well, absolutely. And Carl and I spoke about this because I told him I was going to have Baron on. And absolutely. And we're hopeful that we're going to get all of the candidates for all of the offices between now and then, and absolutely give them good. And we absolutely will be having Chris on, and Carl will be booking that. Now, I don't know whether I'll be on when he's on, but he will be on.
Good. I didn't want to see that leapfrogged over. So
absolutely not, sir.
Enjoying your show. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, well, and we're very cognizant of that, and it's our hope here at KCNR that during this next period, all of the candidates, in fact, I spoke with one of the candidates for Anderson City Council, last night, and I will be having him on in September. Carl and Linda are going to be doing a little bit of traveling during September, so I'm going to be doing, several of the shows, during that period, and I'm hopeful to get all of those candidates from Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, City of Ray. We want to get them all on because that's how we learn about what's going on. So we're hopeful that that's, going to happen. So now, Baron Browning. Lots of issues at the county right now. We've got the jail, we've got the water issue, we've got homeless throughout the county, we've got marijuana plants, we've got you name it. What are your ideas? What do you see that's not happening right at the county, and what do you think you can do about that?
So a couple of things I think we see that have to deal with squatters and others living on other people's property is really resource management and code enforcement. And the way I view it, I've talked about this over the past 6 months specifically in regards to resource management and code enforcement. You already know really my stance on resource management and the fact that we need to streamline it and make it a lot more streamlined and effective and speed up the time frame that we're getting these things done because we, you know, so that we have those businesses that are looking to open in a timely fashion, get those done. And then, you know, the citizens can go enjoy their business and then the county's collecting those taxes. So that's number one. But really when it comes to code enforcement, in my view, and this is only my opinion, is we need more code enforcement. And I'm not talking about building code enforcement. I'm really talking about those. We have numerous, I get calls a couple times a week, if not more, about squatters in District 5 that are living on other people's property, whether they're supposed to be living there or not. And we really need that code enforcement. And I really think, and this is my belief only, I have not had any discussion with the sheriff about it, but I think that particular code enforcement really needs to be under the arm of the sheriff. And the reason being is because those things go hand in hand when you're talking about going out and removing people from other people's property or on land that's not theirs or squatters or they've got code violation issues, whether they're defecating out there. Those are health and safety issues that need to be dealt with. So I really think that law enforcement, I mean, those things need to be hand-in-hand, and that code enforcement person needs to be under the realm of the sheriff, in my opinion. And the second part of that is having a dedicated code enforcement also for the marijuana eradication that also falls under the sheriff. And I think those two things go hand-in-hand, and if we need to hire two to do that, and when the one's not, you know, it's not marijuana season, then, you know, obviously that one can be doing the other things as well. But
it flows into fire protection as well.
Absolutely.
A lot of those issues that, yep, that we bump into with the Anderson Fire Protection District, we bump into jurisdictions not within our control where we're doing good enforcement with our ordinances and what have you in the city, in the Anderson Fire Protection District. They don't have the ability to do that same enforcement. It's county level, and you're absolutely right. Baron, we're going to go to the phones again. We have a call from Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
How are you, Terry?
Good. I think what Nick meant, and then I have a quick question about what we just talked about, because code enforcement, first of all, Baron, it has to do with jurisdiction, as Trish said. I'm not so sure that you can get the sheriff to have jurisdiction over the police on those types of issues in the city of Reading, city of Anderson.
No, but in the unincorporated area, you can't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Look, we're speaking of the unincorporated area.
Yeah, okay, well, he said the city of Reading. Anyway, okay, the thing is that I think the question that Nick has is that you had Baron on for the first hour as Citizen Baron, and then he switched his hat over. I've never heard that happen on a radio program before. I know that we can interview candidates, so are you going to give the other candidates, the other three candidates that are running for supervisor, the two in District 1, and Chris Kelstrom, are you going to give them 2 hours? One is your co-host.
And why are you, Terry?
Well, I'm just curious, because I didn't think we could do that. I'm just curious, that's all.
Well, then you're absolutely wrong, because as I indicated in the first hour, Terry, we expect and must accept that we have hired people to do a job for 4 years. They continue to do that for the full 4 years.
Question.
Even with, so the first hour, yeah, he was on as the mayor. I don't know why you have a problem with that, but whatever.
Oh, I don't have a problem
but,
with
and
it.
So
I don't.
Have a problem. Terry, I stated that we are going to give an opportunity for every candidate running for office in the Shasta County an opportunity to be on the air.
I understand. I get that. I'm saying that you had him mentioned. You mentioned him as your co-host. You didn't mention him. You mentioned him when you went to break as your co-host, which is fine. I just didn't know that people could do that with a candidate, that they could have co-host and then.
Well, now you've learned something.
I mean, no, I've never heard of
that. I think, you know, it's a private radio station, you know, a public radio station, locally owned. I think we're well within our realm of whatever we're doing here.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we get equal time that way.
I'm not. I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree about that there's an issue here. Thanks, Terry. I'm not sure what that was all about. Equal time, what I call him, I guess I'll let Chris co-host, maybe Carl will have to deal with that. I'm not sure what the terminology. We're giving airtime for people to know the candidates that are running for office. So that's what that's all about. I'm not sure where that was going. Okay. So let's go back to the, I want to talk about the issue of the ordinances which allow them to do some stronger enforcement to deal with the homeless issue.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it really comes down to using the effective laws that are out there, the legal laws that are out there, to remove these people that are in a spot where they shouldn't be or where they're violating health and safety codes. We know that whenever we have a trailer that's out there that's on land, that has no water and sewer, that they're then putting that, they're defecating, right? And that stuff is then going on the property. So that is complete health and safety code. And we can use that law to make sure that they're removing those people. Also, the amount of trash they're putting out there, there's a pollution laws, there's, you know, you can't just throw your garbage on the street. It is still a law. There's still no littering. And so you need to use those things effectively to remove those people that are causing an issue in that area and affecting the quality of life of those around them when they actually don't own the land or don't rent or do anything else. And so we've got to use those laws against them. And again, I go back to, I think those two positions need to be under the sheriff.
Okay. Well, and that's certainly something that you can address with the sheriff and those things. Let's move on to another issue, certainly one of the huge issues, specifically not in the South County but in the state of California, is the issue of water. Right now we have the issue with ACID, the lack of the ability to irrigate that whole area. And if you're not familiar with the South County at this point, this is a devastating impact on the whole South County. Different than, I mean, that's the greenest part of the county, has been for years, and it's not so in this threat. Where do you think the solutions are, and what can you as a county supervisor do to address that whole situation?
Yeah, I really think we need it, and I've looked for it. I don't see anywhere where the state or federal government did an EIR that affects what's going on today with animals, our trees, you know, the environment. I don't see any of that. I can't find it. And so if I was to do something without an EIR in today's world, they would put an injunction on me and, you know, in our world, red tag me immediately. But how do they get away with it? And so, my solution is that we all need to band together. That's Redding, Anderson, the county, and Shasta Lake City. We all need to band together and sue based on the not doing the EIR and really the effect that it's had. You look at the effect that the Peter Fire had on our area and what devastation that caused. And I don't think would the fire have gone? I don't know. But what I do know is because it was so dry, and that land is normally green because we have ACID, I think the effect would have been a lot less. You talk to our fire chief, and he says, "Yep, the fire would have gone on, but it would, you know, I don't think it would have been as hot or as devastating that it turned out to be." And so I think we all have to band together and try something. Will that happen tomorrow? No, it's a process.
Yeah.
Whenever you go to court, no matter what you go to court for,
right now
it's a process.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a break, and at the second call in. I have two more tickets for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. That's this Sunday. And I have two tickets that we'll take after this break. Give us a call. Thank you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium. Have you been to RedingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Redding has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Redding Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit RedingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. hit RedingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning. It's been a busy morning so far. You can give us a call at 605-4567. I have candidate for Supervisor Baron Browning, Supervisor District 5, in the studio with this morning. If you have questions for Baron, something you'd like to know, please give us a call at 605-4567. We're just talking about issues, and one of the things, we've got some, you know, at the county level, funding is always an issue. We have a huge budget at the county level. Only a small portion of that budget that the county board of supervisors actually has control over. Let's talk about that a little bit and the difference, let's say, between city government and county government.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously the county has a budget of, you know, $600 million, but the truth is it's less than $200 million that's actually, general. And so how do you break that up? What's your priorities, as a county, and what's your priorities as a supervisor, and what's necessary to continue to run, you know, the day-to-day operations? You got the DA's office, the sheriff's office, which take up a significant portion of that funding. And so the pot at the end of the day is a very small piece of general fund monies that's left over
to the discretion of the board.
Yeah, at the discretion of the board. And what were prior boards and what were their commitments? And so you've got to understand where all of those pieces to the puzzle fit in before you start making, you know, decisions. The great thing about what we were talking about, forest fire and fire mitigation and, you know, the one great thing that I believe, or at least it appears we've done a good job anyway, that the state did, was really allow these fire safe councils to get set up. Shingletown is a great example of a very active and very proactive fire safe council that's going after grant fundings, and the county just set up the county fire safe council, and now you have Happy Valley that's leaning towards or working towards setting up their fire safe councils. And those are great opportunities, and I think as a supervisor, we need to be heavily involved with that. We need to understand where the funding sources are coming from and help our Shasta County Fire Safe Council that then doles those monies out to our other fire safe councils, whether it's Shingletown or Happy Valley. So those things are really important that we do that, because if you look going through Shingletown, that fire safe council has done a great job of mitigating 44 on both sides and running it back. I had a conversation when I was on the Six Rivers Lightning Complex fire with a supervisor from Humboldt County. And he said they're actually working towards now going after a pot of that money to actually take care of the areas around people's homes that are either veterans, disabled, elderly, that live in the rural area, that don't have their own home protection, or they don't have the ability or the funding to go after that. And so they're going after that, a pot of money for that right now. And I think that's, it was ingenious for them to look at that, because we have those people that are in need, that can't afford, to mitigate their own issues on their own private property. Now, I'm not saying we do that for everybody. Again, it was a very specific, and, there's rules around it, how much money they, you know, they can, income wise they can have, their disability status, veteran status, all those other things, played a pool in that. And he didn't have all the answers at the time. He just said they were looking into going after that pot of money if it made sense. So, I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes, with them, and, digging into it myself and understanding what that looks like and will be effective. Cause as we know, when we talked about going back to water for a second, when we talked about drilling of the wells and the low, such low income it was, being, you know, $70,000 in a household, well, that's nothing. That's two minimum wage jobs, right?
Right.
And so is that really effective? So they were trying to get that up. I know the county was working on that, just recently to try to get that up, because again, two minimum wage jobs, you still can't afford to dig your well deeper, right?
Right.
At the end of the day. So, I think, we'll do a good job of, and the county will do a good job of looking into that and really helping the state understand that that's not effective.
Okay, let's jump subjects again just for a minute here, and let's talk about one of the issues in the unincorporated area is the lack of a public protection, a on-duty sheriff's department. We have a huge county, 3,865 square miles, I believe, something to that effect. And so at any given time, the sheriff's patrol is very limited. If you're in one of the outer areas, Shingletown, Millville, Cottonwood even, I mean, you're a long ways from a sheriff's deputy at any given time. How do you see expanding that, and what would you be encouraging the county to do to solve some of those issues, like in the Shingletown, the areas that you represent?
Sure, and I think Sheriff Johnson has a great plan. We've had many discussions around this, you know, and I've got to watch him over the last year, 8 years, be a very effective and leader in law enforcement, and I think he'll continue to do that. He wants a deputy in Shingletown. He wants a deputy in Cottonwood, Bernie, you know, in those unincorporated areas that are not close to us. And so I think he's working towards that, and I think we as supervisors, when I get elected, we need to do those, continue to support those things, and moving forward. And I think some of it's financially, and making sure that he has, you know, enough, positions, available to him, to go after those, so that those citizens in those rural areas feel, secure.
Well, certainly because,
and safe, right?
In the past, we did have, when I was in office, we had a sheriff's substation office up in Shingletown. We, you know, that was staffed, and it was in there in that strip mall.
Yep.
It was in a couple different locations, but, that was very effective, and it has to become a priority again, in my opinion.
Right. And having the resident deputy that lives there is super important, so that on calls, even when they're off, can go and take care of those situations immediately, and not having to wait 30 minutes or an hour for a deputy to get to their location. So I fully support that, and I don't see any of the supervisors not supporting that, no matter who they are.
Yeah, I think that
we all want that same quality of life, and we all want to feel safe and protected.
Okay, I'm thinking, where do we want to go now with another question? The law enforcement certainly is an issue.
Let's talk about the jail a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's it.
The jail is an interesting one, because there's no doubt we need more space. But we also understand, what is our correctional officers, what's the strain on them, what are, other areas paying for that same job. We've got to look at all of those things and really understand, you know, why is it we're not being able to attract those. And I think, you know, the sheriff will do a great job of diving into that and come back to us with a plan, but we need to understand that as supervisors, what that looks like, and really understand when we go in there and have full knowledge of what the sheriff is bringing forward. And if we're looking into things, making sure that we're contacting with our own ideas that we're seeing from, you know, other places as well. But he's always done a great job of that, as long as I've known him for the last 8 years. And I think he'll continue to do that, but we got to support that. But as far as the jail goes itself and the fact that we don't, you know, they talk about no room at the end, the revolving door. But I really think that we have to plan for our next generation. We can't be thinking about what's the status today, because as we know, CEQA takes 2 years anyway. And so if we're going to build a on-site location where the current jail is, you know, once the court system leaves, and that's going to take 2 years, shouldn't we be already starting the process for a much bigger jail, the one that we can add on to over many, many decades, that will be able to expand for many, many decades and not just looking at tomorrow? Because the cost to add one unit down the road is a lot cheaper, will be a lot cheaper in 20 years from now when we add another pod of 158, you know, new beds for that pod, versus, you know, putting our little thing there and then building a bigger jail later. The costs are only going to go up. We know that just from life, right? What we pay for milk is not the same we paid for milk when I was a kid, right?
Exactly.
It's going through the roof.
The issue of staffing is a huge issue throughout the state at this point. In all of our fire protection areas and all of our police, those jobs are premium and they're hard to fill. This is not just an issue. As we know, we've had to make some decisions about closing down an area in our jail. They had to do that in Tehama County as
right.
well. It's happening because the pressure to fill these positions is you know, and there's just not enough bodies to fill it.
Well, and you know from the fact that what the sheriff just said recently, we were outsourcing to other counties,
uh-huh.
and those have all come back. Those people have now come back to us because those counties don't have enough people either. So they're not allowing us to rent bed space, if you will, for the inmates in other counties like we were able to before.
No, and so this has to be an issue, and I think it's an issue that the all the cities and the county need to get together and make a difference in doing. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell is a very personable, lovely person. One-on-one basis, they're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there. Use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event.
rent or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I'm a combat veteran and a political moderate. I'm pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I'm not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM. I'm busy playing games with the headphones here. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Thursday morning. We're almost at the end of our show. This has been Trish Clark this morning. I'm talking with candidate for Supervisor District 5, Baron Browning, this hour, and we're going to go to the phones. Mary, thank you for calling.
Good morning. Comment about the jail. Something's been on my mind. So as a business person, I look at things a little more commonsensely, maybe. I'm not sure why this isn't making any sense. If our jail was bursting out of the seams with prisoners, and we had so many prisoners in there, all the levels were packed, we just couldn't get another criminal in the jail for sure, then I would vote for spending $500,000. Apparently the sheriff said, not $500,000, $500 million to put in a new jail. It doesn't make any sense because he said he can't staff the jail he has now, so he lets out 125 criminals onto our street. Okay, so, but spend $500 million taxpayers, get me a brand new jail because we need all this, a computerized jailing system, and then I'll staff it then. Well, why don't you show us that you can staff the jail first? Get the jail filled up with criminals, because I see them all over downtown Reading, and then vote to get a new jail. It makes zero sense to me why everybody wants a new jail when we have a perfectly fine jail that we're not even filling up now because the sheriff says he can't staff. But maybe he can staff in 3 or 5 years or however long it takes to build a new jail. I drive by that courthouse. That thing is going to cost, that thing is amazing. Anyways, that's my point. If our jail was bursting, you guys should definitely be considering a new jail. But until that happens, all the supervisors should be voting no. I know you're not a supervisor yet, but if you get on, Trish seems to like you. If you get on, I hope that you would see things a little differently.
Thanks, Mary. That's an interesting question. We'll let Baron answer it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mary, thank you so much for the question and your comments. And I totally get and understand where you're coming from when recently the sheriff, due to staffing shortages, had to you know, shut down the floor of the jail. But having said that, before that, we had full staff, and we were still just revolving door releasing. So, one, we have to plan for the future. But here, most importantly, the new jail in its efficiencies uses, you know, one-third less correctional officers. So that's number one to look at. Number two, the county is constantly getting sued and constantly in the middle of lawsuits over ADA issues because that jail is so outdated that the criminals know that they can tell the attorney this and they're going to sue for them and they're going to win. And when they get out, they're going to have this pot of money. Really, you know, obviously the lawyers win the most of the money. But, you know, it's financially strapping for the county to constantly be in these lawsuits over the ADA issues with the current jail situation. And then just thinking long term, because staffing shortages won't last forever. They'll go through highs and lows. And so if you're planning for the future, and what our needs are going to be, because the county and the cities are going to continue to grow, that is going to be a need. And if you can build a more efficient jail that has all the regulations that the state of California requires, and we can save money on not getting sued, I think it's a win-win. But I absolutely think that we should be talking with the sheriff, and I said that earlier, about how we get there and how we get those staffing levels up with our correctional officers.
Yeah, good point. Okay, we're good. We've got two more tickets here for the Reading Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue this Sunday. Second caller, you can have those two tickets for the dinner on Sunday.
Amazing dinner, I might add.
Absolutely amazing. You can either go and eat it there or you can pick it up. And that's a reminder that we do have the 68th annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue at Lake Reading Park this Sunday, September 11th, 11 to 6 p.m. They have tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread, live auction. Be sure that you get ready for that. And we also have coming up, put it on your calendar, that great Veterans Day Parade on November 5th at 10 a.m. So put that on your calendar as well. It's always a great event. And then, of course, we've got Paisano Days, September 16th. And I want to quickly just give a shout out. Last week I did the show about the community breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center. We had an absolutely phenomenal turnout at the breakfast. Last Sunday we just had a great time. And lots of people. So I want to thank everybody for showing up and mark that on your calendar for the first Sunday of every month. Now back to, Baron Browning. We have, about 6 minutes left here, 5 minutes left. What do you want us to know about what your plans are when you're elected for District 5 supervisor?
Sure. And I think we've gone over those a lot today when it comes to, fire mitigation and fire safety. And we definitely have to have, law enforcement, you know, in the view of what that's going to look like and what the cost is going to be when it comes to the sheriff, and have a lot of discussions with our with the sheriff and his office in regards to what that looks like and what the plans are and how can we help you solve that as supervisors. Water is obviously a big issue. We've talked about it today, what the state and federal government are going to do moving forward. And what will those races turn out to be when it comes to ACID and what that looks like in the future on that particular board. And I think it's our job just to constantly be looking at the needs of the community and making sure. And I'm going to go back to the county issue when it comes to water and wooded acres for a minute. I think we have to solve it. Again, it's our job to solve those issues. And so we've got to band together with the city of Reading, the county, and the city of Anderson, and really concentrate on the needs of Wooded Acres and that community and the citizens of Shasta County and what they're going through. It's not okay. You know, choices were made long time ago, but our job is public safety and infrastructure, and water is infrastructure.
Yeah.
And so we've got to take care of it. We've got to sit down at a table and not bicker. And just solve it, period.
Good point. One of the main issues that certainly was the driver in the elections this time around was the pandemic, and the issues with the health department. The health officer was dismissed by the board. There is some still lingering controversy about filling those positions. Address for just a minute some of the issues as you saw them that the county did that became issues and why some of the supervisors ran in the last election. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about that whole scenario and how you feel about your responsibility in that when elected to the board?
Yeah, you know, I think the county health officer, which is a doctor, just looking at from a doctor's perspective and her perspective and what the state was requiring her to do, you know, she tried to follow the guidelines to the best ability. I've been in office pushing back and saying, hey, no, we've got to also take care of our businesses. We've got to make sure they're taken care of. We can't allow them to be stricken with all of these regulations and go out of business. That's their livelihood. That's how they take care of their families every day. And I will just say, tell you that in Shasta County, Anderson was one of the first to say, hey, we're done. We're not renewing, you know, the emergency as it's stated. And it was a 5-0 vote, and we did not renew the governor's mandate or his emergency as it moved forward. And I think a lot of that was just because our citizens and the businesses were communicating with us about their needs and what it looked like. And so we made those decisions to do that. And I would tell you, with zero backlash from the citizens that we made that decision for. As I told a lot of people, if you're at high risk, then you need to take precautions. But those people that own those businesses still have to survive. And so I think some of those decisions are made. Would I have, and I'll be blunt about it, I think there's going to be lingering effects from us firing Karen Ranstrom. And that's just my opinion. I think I would have waited until the end of this year when her, you know, her contract was up, if that's what they chose to do, and just not renew it. But I think, as we just saw with the last round of the doctor they tried to hire, that person said, I'm not coming. So I think we got to be very cautious when we're just running around firing people. We need to understand what that negative effect is going to have on the county long term, and what our solutions, you know, could possibly be, and what other avenues we should have taken as a precaution, not to be in the position that we're in today, where you know, people that we need to fill those positions don't want to come here. So that's my opinion.
Well, and thank you.